Deficit spending, although it can't officially be called that, is at the root of California's continuing budget problems. But the extensive borrowing that has been used to make the books appear balanced has made matters significantly worse. Especially, says writer and attorney Ellen Hodgson Brown, since the credit crunch hit. An answer, which she outlines in her recent book Web of Debt, is for the state to create its own source of credit, a state-backed bank.
All of our money today is created by banks in the form of loans. We could create our own credit in the same way that banks create credit. But what you need is deposits to satisfy your capital requirement. But a state is in a great position to do that because they have a huge deposit base, a huge capital base.
This is not as far-fetched as it may sound, Brown continues. In fact, there is one state that has been doing this very successfully for more than 80 years. It's North Dakota.
If you're borrowing from your own bank, you get the interest back because it's your bank. The Bank of North Dakota in 2009 paid a 26% dividend to the state. It's the only state that escaped the credit crisis. In fact, in 2009, they had the largest surplus they had ever had. They were in the enviable position of deciding whether to cut taxes or add services, what to do with all this extra money they had. They escaped the whole mortgage-backed security, toxic asset, all that stuff, because they had the Bank of North Dakota backstopping the small banks.
North Dakota has a far smaller population and economy than California, Brown observes, which would make a state-capitalized bank here an even more potent economic driver.
If we did the very same thing that North Dakota does, they have $4,000 per capita in their bank, the Bank of North Dakota. If we did that, we had 34 million people times 4,000. Our bank could issue $150 billion in credit. If we had $150 billion in credit in our bank, the deficit next year is about $25 billion estimated. So you still got $125 billion left over.
One place that additional credit would pay large and immediate dividends, Brown adds, is in public works projects throughout the state.
If you eliminate interest from the cost of public projects, on average, you cut the cost of the project by up to 50%, 30 to 50%. So if you could cut the cost of things in half, like alternative energies, say, things that appear not to be sustainable or profitable suddenly actually become profitable. They actually generate profits.
What Brown envisions is a sort of local spending initiative, but at a statewide level. The starting point, she says, is to bring all of California's money back within our own borders.
It's controversial because we'd have to pull the money out of the banks where it is. But right now, California has $18 billion in demand deposits in eight banks, seven of which are Wall Street banks. So the Wall Street banks would obviously complain, but we'd be getting our money back in the state, and we're certainly entitled to do that. I suspect if we're desperate enough, we'll start considering that sort of thing.
Brown and others who share her enthusiasm for this concept have been quietly trying to interest California elected officials into at least looking into the idea. They're still trying. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.